Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Fan is better when you're part of it. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit Superbook.com.
All right, Dove. Da-da-da-da-da. It's been a penalty-free day so far. Nothing into the kangaroo court cookie jar so far. Good job there, Dove. It's 103 on the Fantique and Tierney Show. 877-337-6666 is our number. It is Super Bowl week, so hopefully Boomer and Gio have a good time out there. Got Craig and Evan coming up at 2. Let me ask you this here. So, you know, we've talked a ton about Rodgers. We've talked a ton about Derek Carr. We haven't talked as much about Rodgers and Carr being interchangeable on some level for some, but also the specifics of why the Jets need to be really careful and not, like, if they don't target Carr and they don't get Rodgers, this offseason is a colossal fail.
Well, it's interesting because we don't talk about it like
that.
Unless
they got Lamar Jackson, just to add that. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Like, if they didn't get Rodgers or Carr, but they got Lamar, then we're good.
But you got to believe that that's going to cost you a lot as well, simply because Baltimore, they just can't let Lamar walk for nothing. So, I forget when the tag deadline is, but whenever that number, that day is, you know he's going to get tagged. And likely, the non-exclusive tag, so if someone negotiates with them, and they're truly, as was reported, we talked about earlier today, $100 million in guaranteed money away from each other, then they're going to know that someone else values him more and would pay that. You got to get something back for it. So if you're the Jets now, are two first-round draft picks for Lamar Jackson actually doable? I think the answer would be yes, because you are, you know, not necessarily a quarterback away, but you're from competent quarterback play away from being really damn good.
And your dynamic quarterback play away from really having a chance to win it all.
Exactly. And so Lamar can bring that.
Yep.
Now, Nathaniel Hackett's got to adjust his system, I believe, to how Lamar plays. But that's something to worry about, you know, after it happens. But if Derek Carr decides, hey, you know what? I don't really want to play in New York. I'm a full free agent because they cut me, and it's not a trade situation.
Well, that's the thing. They might.
Yeah.
They don't know that they're going to. I don't think they're going to cut him.
I just don't know why anyone would trade with the Raiders right now.
I'll tell you why. Because if you wait for him to get cut, you might get, you know, leapt over by somebody else who wants Carr.
Yeah.
If you trade for Carr, you got Carr.
But
he does have a no trade.
He does have a no trade, but doesn't he have like a number that kicks in at a certain time?
Yeah, 100%. He's got to be dealt by February 15th.
Yeah, or the guarantee kicks in and it hits their cap again.
And then also partly the following year where it's about $7 million. I know that there's monetary reasons. Listen, if they can't trade him, then obviously they're going to cut him. They're not going to mess around and have that come to fruition, but somebody might trade for him.
Either way, the scenario plays itself out. And let's say Derek Carr is free. He can go wherever he wants. And he says, I don't want to play in New York. I want to go to Carolina.
Okay.
And Aaron Rodgers says, You know, I really love New York. I think I'd enjoy it there, but yeah, I don't feel like it. I'm gonna go to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy Garoppolo, I don't know what he decides to do. Let's say he goes to Indy. Who knows, right? Whatever the circumstances are. And then all of a sudden, the Jets are sitting here without a quarterback.
This is the complex read. That's why I bring this up. We seem like we have the answers, but it's a lot of things that they've got to do right to make sure they get some intel on what Rodgers and Carr are thinking.
And as confident as we have been,
yeah,
and how much it feels like it makes sense,
mm-hmm,
that Aaron Rodgers would want to come to New York. If that doesn't happen and Derek Carr is elsewhere and these other options are elsewhere, the Jets are screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They now go into 2023 and probably got to draft. I mean, I wouldn't even draft anyone. Like, drafting doesn't do anything for you.
I agree.
Because there's not enough good options in this draft unless you trade up. But I just don't love it. So the Jets could be stuck in no man's land at quarterback again. And that would be miserable.
That would be a really bad offseason for Joe Douglas. It's not going to happen.
That's the worst case scenario. I can't even think of a worse scenario.
Well, worst case, imagine this. Is there? I hear you.
So, seriously.
I know. I get it.
Like going into next season, running it back. Hey, we got Mike White still. We signed him to a whatever bargain deal, and Zach Wilson is going to get figured out by Nathaniel Hackett.
See, I have a different. Now, again, you know that I want Rodgers. One,
yeah.
I do think he'll be a Jet. We'll see eventually, right? But let's just say those situations transpired. Carr, Carolina, Rodgers staying in Green Bay, retiring or goes to Vegas, mm-hmm, doesn't want to come here. Garoppolo, somebody overpays him. He goes to the Colts, like you said, whatever, right? And the Jets are left with it. And I know that there's Mayfield and there's some other options. Would you attach any hope? Not that we'd be able to really say this on the air and mean it, because nobody would want to hear it. We'd have to see it.
Yeah.
But would you, under some wacky scenario out of desperation, can you envision the Jets at that point then saying, Brissett, some veteran backup, and then Zach actually does figure it out?
I mean, that is always there.
Would it stun you if Zach Wilson was good next year, I guess is what I'm asking. I don't really want to find out, but would it stun you?
No, I mean, anything can happen, right? You get the right coach. Like, anything could happen, but it would... Stun is like too hard, like too, I don't know.
Too definitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I know what you mean. Would you be really surprised?
I'd be very surprised.
So would I. And I'm a Zach Wilson supporter.
I'd be very, very surprised.
Me too. He's got to sit for a while.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the reason this is compelling is because it could easily be you're stuck in that situation where you got to hope he's figures it out again. And nobody wants to see that. No Jet fans wants to see that.
As we've talked many times here, jobs are at stake. You know,
yes,
you look at the head coach, the
yes,
general manager. Clearly, they're not going to roll the dice on that. So that's why they're incredibly motivated to make something big happen. Now, listen, I understand how tampering works, right? But are you telling me that some intermediary can't get an answer? Hey, Derek, do you want to come to the Jets? Hey, Aaron, do you find us appealing? Like, how could you not get that answer?
Yeah.
It happens in radio.
Mm-hmm.
It happens in TV.
Of course it does.
It happens in every walk of life. The Jets can't get an answer on Aaron Rodgers' future under the table? Of course they can.
Yeah.
And it's their job, too.
They can.
Right?
They can.
And they will.
They will.
I would think that they will.
Somebody who's just a friend of a friend.
That's right. Maybe a caddy at some golf course, perhaps. How about Joe in Waldwick? What's going on, Joe? Let's get back to you guys. Hey, Joe.
Hey. Guys, I want to talk about the Supreme Court Cashman here. You guys are way too easy on him.
Easy?
Guys,
I thought we were being harsh.
Dickie's easy on him. I'm not.
You're not hard enough.
What?
Guys, it's been 13 years. He spent $3 billion. He's one or two in payroll every year. Except for the last 2 years, he has the biggest financial advantage in sports history. Who has he developed, Judge, in 14 years? And he never loses a play if he wants, except for, you know, who mm-hmm. has he lost that he wanted to keep? Look at all his financial advantages. How long are you going to get this guy? And by the way,
apparently
in 2009,
forever.
He spent almost $1 billion.
Yes.
$839 million
on to share us,
and free agent.
Yep.
Oh, everybody
true.
Could.
Burnett.
Everybody. Anyone one more? How long are you going to get this guy? What has he really done?
Well, I got to be honest with you, Joe. I feel, Joe.
Big deal.
I feel like I'm being unfairly lumped into a part of the conversation I don't belong to be in. I've been saying this for a while.
I mean, I don't think he's. I think he's, people should be harder on him.
Right,
how long are you going to give this? Seriously, guys, how long are you going to give him?
Well, I mean, he just signed a 4-year extension.
So at least four.
At least four more years. Look, he's never going to be on the hot seat. And so.
Well, he should be. If he was with any organization, he'd be gone.
I don't know, man. He keeps getting to the postseason. He's consistently in the postseason.
You know the financial advantages they have? He has, except for the last 2 or 3 years, where all of a sudden these teams find money, he has the biggest financial advantage in sports history. They get anybody they want. Anybody.
Well, the Dodgers have some, you know, pretty good advantages.
Yeah, and now the Mets.
GMs, but they have been through for some GMs, guys.
Yeah. No, it wasn't Joe. I've been critical.
I don't get how he stays. I just don't get it.
Well, you do, though, because there's familiarity and there's a level of comfort and there's a baseline level of achievement that is provable that, in the eyes of Steinbrenner, merits him coming back. That's not what today's about. I'm not trying to relitigate his history. I'm just wondering why he went over the weekend, went on some Chicago station and started hitting us fans.
I think he was trying to have fun. I don't know how he said it. He was basically recounting a conversation that he was having with Omar.
I'm sure it was conversational. He's not mean. He doesn't come across as vindictive like that. I don't view it. Maybe you do. I don't view it that way.
I don't either.
No, I don't mean you. I know you do. I mean some others. Here's the quote. All right, in case you missed it. So he said over the weekend, the truth was we were 4 games short of a World Series appearance, but it felt like the way our fan base reacted and the press that we got knocked out in the first round. The reality was we had a hell of another run at it, but fell short. But that's just the New York market. You tell me that doesn't sound like somebody passing the buck? It does.
Well, it's him saying we had a good season, but because we didn't win a World Series or get to the World Series, that we have this perception that we failed. And, I mean, it's fair from a fan standpoint, but it's also fair from a GM standpoint why you would see it the opposite way. You're one of 4 teams standing. Now, you got swept, and it was ugly, and you played terrible. OPS at 502, which I didn't realize it was that bad until we just refound it. That's just horrendous.
Watching the games? They struck out 13 times every night.
True, but that's minor league baseball numbers.
It was so bad, Teak. It really. I told you, I was at Game 3 in the Bronx against the Astros. I felt like I was at a spring training game. It was lifeless. Rich is in Rosemont. What's happening, Rich?
Hey, Brian and Tiki. Long time listener.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Willie.
Brandon.
I'm sorry, Brandon.
Hey, Mike.
But listen, I love baseball so much that I will stand. When I'm traveling, I will stand at a Little League field and listen and watch other people's kids play the game. It's in my bones from start to finish. Mm-hmm. And I want to also say that I'm not so spoiled and my expectations are not so high that I'm not grateful for the relevancy of this franchise year after year after year. But I think something's going on here and BT, you brought it out by saying that Cashman goes out of town over the weekend and seems to be tossing shade at us when Mr. Steinbrenner himself set that bar in the mid-70s. Anything but a ring on the finger is a failure. Now, if the franchise is looking to change the perception and not use the F word and honor what they've done, you know what? That seems like a little bit of a bait and switch, but they're welcome to do it. They don't want to use the F word, and I am going to be the last guy to talk down anything other than a championship for the Yankees. But I wish he wasn't, propagating or encouraging a narrative outside of New York that we're spoiled or our expectations are too high.
No, I hear you. That's interesting.
And journalists
are
spoiled. So I'll hand it over to you and hear what you have to say about it.
No, that's interesting you put it that way because, this wasn't on a local station where he was talking directly to Yankee fans saying, hey, Yankee fans, I know that you're upset that we lost to the Astros again. And, look at the successes that we had in the season and look at how enjoyable a lot of it was. Yes, we fell short, but we're going to keep grinding at it. Instead, he's talking on a out-of-state station basically saying our fan base is spoiled.
Yeah.
Right? That they think because we didn't win a World Series that we sucked this past season.
Yeah.
And so now, if you're listening to this in Chicago, you're like, Yankee fans are such
They're such asses.
That's right.
They're just terrible. I didn't think about it that way.
It's like talking to another woman about issues you might have with your wife.
Yes.
It's just certain things you don't do.
That's right.
You don't go on a Chicago stage. What are we getting hit with randoms for? The hell did we do? We're just getting ready for the Super Bowl. We already buried 2022, and he pulled us back into it.
That's funny. That's funny. I didn't think about it that way, but he's right. That's a good call.
It's a random little shot right there.
But that's a good call. That's a good call to explain why that's actually offensive what he did. Forget what he said. Like how he did it. That's the offensive part.
Let's get Rick in Morristown. What's happening, Rick? How are you?
Good, guys. How are you guys doing today?
What's up, man?
But, you know, I can remember last year when the Astros came in here, Yankees had a chance to really put a psychological edge on them with a brawl, but they chose not to. And I really think from a standpoint as a player, you have to have some kind of edge. They've never really had an edge over the Astros from a psychological standpoint. You can remember back in the day when the Yankees were playing the Red Sox or any of these other teams. Even the Mets, for that matter, it got physical.
The thing about that, Rick, there was
you got to have the guy. You got to have the horses to do stuff like that. Like CC when he was here, you knew that if anything was needed to be done, he was doing it.
Clemens.
He didn't care if he got tossed out. He didn't care.
Posada.
Yeah.
Tino.
It's just a different.
It's a different athlete.
Different mindset.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not even going to pine for that. Like, it was crazy. Like, I've been down. You go down your rabbit holes. I think one of the most enjoyable rabbit, ironically, it's about the Mets. I just love seeing it. All the brawls they had from 86 and 85, like it was crazy. But those days are done. I mean, so to try to talk them back into the current game is not going to bear any fruit.
No.
And you don't want to see that. You don't want to see violence necessarily, but you do want to see, you want to see a lot. This doesn't pertain to the Yankees. I don't want to be unfair to the Yankees. There are certain teams that I think are okay with losing. I don't never view the Yankees that way.
Yeah.
I think they're trying. I just think that they're that they're built the wrong way, and we're frustrated by this. Now, listen, Cashman pulled us into this. Mm-hmm. Honestly, this wasn't even on the rundown. I didn't even see it. I can't believe this hasn't gotten picked up. How has this not gotten picked up?
Well, now
it will. But let me see, because I was on the New York Post website this morning, and I know they had something about Beltran, and yes, here's something about Cohen.
Yeah, I was reading this on FanSided.
Let's see. Yeah, FanSided, something about Greg Olson and Kevin Burkhardt, Kyrie stuff. Eric Adams takes a jab at Kyrie. Oh, now he takes a jab at him. let's see. Why Tom Brady stripped down to underwear in a latest selfie. God. Brady's already annoying me in retirement. Niners, betting stuff. No, nothing about the Cashman comments from over the weekend. It's coming. It's coming. 877-337-6666. Tiki thinks that I take this too personally. He does.
No, Hoff said that.
No, you do too.
But I agree with him.
Why would you agree with him?
That Tom Brady looks really good right now?
He
looks phenomenal.
He's better than we do, let's be honest.
Oh, true.
My God, yes. Maybe,
I mean,
yes.
Body-wise, he looks twice as good as me and 10 times as good as you. No, but why do you think that I take this too personally, T?
Because you get, offended by this.
Yes!
He was saying something out of school that he didn't think anybody would hear about.
Oh, yeah, nobody would hear it in the world of social media.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Drafted in 1988 in the 62nd round, the 1390th pick overall. Today, he calls Cooperstown home. Mike Piazza, welcome to the Hall of Fame.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, taking it Tierney back on the Fan. This is a starting lineup figure, Boomer? Is that starting lineup? It looks like it, right?
It looks like the...
I think it's starting lineup.
The electric football.
Yeah, I remember
but
that.
But two times too big. Yeah, that's what it looks like, though.
Boomer looks like a baller here. Look at him. And the helmet comes off. He's got that nice blonde hair, the eye black.
Did he wear eye black?
Yeah, I think I saw Boomer and eye black a lot. Yeah. Oh, if I was a quarterback, I would wear eye black all the time. Even I would go, some of these guys wear it in domes. I would do it too.
Never wore it.
It just looks cool.
Never wore it.
You never wore eye black once in your whole life? Not even with baseball when you're 10?
I think in baseball I did when I was a little. Maybe.
See, but back then they didn't have it. You couldn't go on Amazon and just buy it. It was hard to find the eye black.
But I remember wanting to do it, but yeah. I don't think I ever did.
Exactly.
Because it didn't have it, and it was like, I remember once wanting to put shoe polish on my face. My mom was like, you are not putting shoe polish on your face.
Oh, my God, under the eyes?
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
I mean, you don't know.
You didn't know where to get it. It's everywhere now. Just
but
like
you also don't think shoe polish
and...
is going to hurt you.
True.
In actuality, it's going to probably burn your eyes out.
And it's certainly far more permanent. You know what I would do? I would take, I think I mentioned this to you once. I would go into my mom's wine cabinet, right?
Okay.
And I would take a cork. And I would light it on fire at the stove.
And burn it?
It would burn. It, yeah. It would actually, it would flame up. Put it out. Then it's all dark ash. And I would put that under my eyes.
That's funny.
Because you didn't know where to get the other stuff.
Yeah.
You know? But no, I would definitely wear it if I was
I don't even know if I knew what it was. It was just.
Dude, you got to wear it. Hey, Hoff, you coach a lot of baseball. Do a lot of the kids wear eye black or no?
Yeah.
They do,
yeah,
right?
It gets messy. That and the seeds are the two things that have to happen when you're playing ball.
Yeah, the seeds. I wish I could still
the
dip.
Little
that
League
would be
football
awesome.
Kids in my town, they wear the eye black.
They do.
Yeah, and
like, they wear it, they spread it down
exactly.
Like Bryce Harper,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's all over their face.
Oh,
they start
awesome.
Taking their helmets off and it's like it gets gross.
It looks so good though. Yeah. It really does.
My 5-year-old's doing it. Tony's doing it now. He's all about it. He can't go to a game without doing it.
And they've got, that's awesome. And they've got the ones that you stick, but they don't look the same. They look too perfect.
The NFL,
they look too pretty.
The NFL had the stickers.
Yeah, I don't like those.
No, you need to be able to design.
They had
right?
them like in the training room. You could like just get the stickers and stick it on.
Yeah.
I was like, that's just the cheap way out.
Yeah, those are weak.
Yeah.
I don't like that. All right, let's get back to your calls here. A little Cashman, a little bit on the Jets quarterback situation as well. Shelly in Piscataway. What's happening, Shelly?
Hi, guys. Last time I talked to you both, I had a little meltdown, and you guys were fabulous, so thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome,
Shelly.
Anyway, I'm calling about the Jets. Now, just so you understand, I am the real deal with my Jets since 1968. So the quarterback situation, before I get into that, I just want to tell you guys, I made this hilarious Jets video the second-to-last game of the season. And if you guys off air or something could tell me where I could send it to, because all my friends said.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the funniest thing.
Does it have a visual or is it just audio?
No, it's visual. See, I and believe me, I'm a lot better looking than what I look like when I did it. But it was right after the game. I had my Jets gear on.
Okay.
And I did an ode to Mel Brooks' Blazing Saddles.
Wow. How long is it? Because that determines whether or not...
It's like 3 minutes or so.
Send it to me via DM. Are you on Twitter or no?
I got off of Twitter a few months ago.
Okay.
So I could do it Instagram.
Well, you know
something.
What? Here, when we hang up, and I'll let you make your point, I'm going to put you on hold. Hoff, can you maybe direct Shelly where to get that? I'll check it out for you.
It's hilarious.
Right.
I mean, and so anyway, just to let you know, my family is afraid of me during football season when the Jets are playing because I get crazy.
Well, then you've probably been like the worst family member for the last 30 years because we suck.
No.
You must be miserable to be around.
No, now my kids are adults now, but they'll sometimes say, you know, how you doing, mommy? Like, you know, are you all right? And my husband hides from me. Like, if the if they're doing really bad, he hides from me. I rearrange. I'm a vocal coach. I rearrange my Sunday schedules around when the Jets are playing.
Okay.
So he's upstairs hiding usually because he hears me screaming and banging on the table and acting like a crazy lunatic.
Now,
but
did you say a vocal coach? Any tips for Mir Teek?
I'm a vocal coach. I teach young people, high school people, college people, professionals, and adults.
Any tips for Mir Teek?
Yeah, Dove
any
needs
tips?
Him. Dove needs him because he has the worst voice.
You gotta breathe properly. I am all about that's the first thing I teach my students. You have to breathe.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm screaming about cash, but I forget to breathe.
Yeah, no shoulders. You have to leave your shoulders down. It has to come from your diaphragm. Even when I go to a Mets game or a Jets game, I even tell my students, if you go to some kind of sporting event, you have to know how to scream healthy.
Yeah.
So it's got to come
otherwise you lose your voice, right?
And you get lightheaded, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway,
gotcha.
let me talk about the quarterbacks. Now, I am looking at this. You guys really did help me work this through, believe it or not. I am not a Rodgers fan. I think he's a jerk. However,
he's a good quarterback, though.
Jerk. I have a jerk tolerance. I can tolerate his jerkiness. He's a jerk. Do I want to have dinner with him? No. I can tolerate his jerkiness. Could I tolerate Roethlisberger? No. No. Because he, no. But I could tolerate him. So let me tell you, I like either him. Or even if we could do something to get my original quarterback choice was Justin Fields.
Justin Fields.
I like him.
Justin Fields is interesting. I mean, I appreciate your call, Shelly.
Thank you, Shelly.
Thank you. Justin Fields is, like, people believe he's just a couple of good, you know, pass coaching away from being an elite player. Like, I don't know if I buy it because I haven't seen him be able to command that at all. Now, his athleticism is ridiculous. He's like a running back. In fact, he was 7th, I think, in rushing this year. And he was probably top 10 rushing touchdowns as well this year. But Justin Fields just, I don't know, I feel like he might not ever take this next step. Mm. Like, he's got the requisite skills.
I know what you mean.
But, like, taking that next step like Josh Allen did, I don't know if he'll ever do that.
Listen, if the Jets were bereft of talent and they were going to start a rebuild, I would think that would be a more viable route. Mm-hmm. I think where they are, they need to have somebody who's more accomplished passer, more of a sure thing. He's intriguing. Don't get me wrong. His highlights are crazy, and he's had much more of an impact than Zach has had so far. But I'm with you.
And
I don't know if he makes that jump either. He might, but I don't know.
And when the crazy thing about him is that he wasn't a runner. Like, you didn't go to Ohio State and say, Justin Fields is a great running quarterback. That's not what he did.
Like Braxton Miller.
Yeah, that wasn't his M.O.
Flung it around like a star.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
All right, Teek and Tierney back on the Fan. It's 1:42. Teek, this has flown. This show's going really fast here. Carter Roberts coming up next. Now, our guy stayed hot. Dove, we get a little music. Keep our guy in the mood. Yep. The Teek and Tierney Daily Pick. Hoff has been slaying it. I don't know if you remember this, but he hit you with a nice one on Friday. Pacers money line plus 145. He gassed it up and he crushed it. He's 10 out of 13 since I handed him the reins. 10 out of 13 against the spread. Let's go. Daily Pick brought to you by Superbook Sports. Better odds, favorable prices. By Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. And by Flag and Anthem. Real close for real life. Visit flagandanthem.com. Take it away, Huff.
All right, we're going to stick with basketball. We're going to Brooklyn.
In the house, yo.
Listen, the money line is plus 8. I'm not the money line. Sorry, excuse me. The line
is
plus.
This is an ominous start, by the way. I'm just saying.
They're getting 8 points. Okay. I think they're going to win the game.
What?
Plus 270.
Ooh, the Clippers, plus money.
This is the last game of a 6-game road trip for the Clippers. Plus 270, money line on the Brooklyn Nets.
Wow.
They play just as well without Kyrie Irving, so let's go.
Yes, but usually that means that's when Kevin Durant plays.
Yeah.
Like, who's scoring all the points?
He's not healthy.
Spencer Dinwiddie.
Oh, yeah. Spencer. I don't know if Spencer's going to be able to play tonight. You really want to ride with that one?
Plus 270.
All right. I got
Let's
you.
Go.
You know what? You've earned the right. You've earned the right. There
not
you
like
go.
Cashman.
You trust Jack. You trust Jack.
You have not earned the right to pick the Nets at +8. Money line, actually. Yes, Tiki, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you trust Jacques Vaughn. That's what
Jacques.
Jacques Vaughn.
He just exudes calmness, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he does.
He does.
He always says the right thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Even if he's done something wrong.
Yeah, he's makes got a nice beard going these days, doesn't
makes
he?
Makes it okay.
Yep.
He's kind of like, all right, whatever you say, Jacques.
Mm-hmm. Let's get Lou and Port Jeff. Lou is on the fan, Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Lou?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Louie.
Nice hearing from you. Listen, I'm a Giants fan from way back when, the Y.A. Tittle, Tucker Fredrickson days.
Nice.
Tiki, you are my favorite.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
Anyhow,
that.
Talking about the Jets, I don't hear too much talk on the radio about what running back is going to be available for them at the start of the 2023 season that's going to want to have Carr or Aaron come, who are drop back, you know, screen passes, drop passes to running back. Bryce Hall, you don't know what his condition is going to be in the start of the season. And Robinson really didn't pan out last year.
No, he
so
did not.
Would that be a criteria?
No.
So would that be a criteria?
I think why it's not, Lou, is because all these guys are young, right? Even Bam, they're all
Thanks, Lou.
They're all just young players.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't really have much of a say. There's no influence that they're going to have. It's ultimately what's best for the receiving core, because that's where the talent is, and that's including Conklin, tight end. So they have some pass catchers who I think this matters to more than the running backs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many. Derek Carr does. I'd have to go look. I just don't.
What do you think? What are you trying to
like? How
remember?
Like does he drop the ball off to the running backs a ton? I just don't know.
Mm.
I don't know off the top of my head.
I think he's more downfield.
I think he is. I agree 100%. But I just. Yeah, I might be wrong, but I don't think so.
Okay. Raul or Raul, I'm not sure. In Highland Hills? What's up, man?
Highland Mills, New York, gentlemen.
I gotcha. Shout out.
Again, you know, I told the guy who screens the calls, you know, I hadn't been listening. My apologies. But I just wanted, you know, if it wasn't for Kyrie Irving, I guess you guys would be talking about the atrocity that the Pro Bowl was.
No. We wouldn't waste anybody's time on that. That is unwatchable. I don't have a speck of interest.
Did you watch it? Did you watch it? Did you watch it?
No, hell no. I mean, a multi-billion-dollar industry, and this is what they give us?
Yeah. I mean, as much as
it's... And again, if it wasn't for Kyrie, you guys would be all over that Pro Bowl.
No, we wouldn't.
No, we wouldn't. I'm telling you, we wouldn't.
We wouldn't have talked about it at all. I mean, I saw the... appreciate your call, Raul. There's, you know, Big Blue VCR?
Yeah, they do a great job.
They do a great job. They posted... a thing over the weekend.
I saw that. Were you in the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, me scoring in the Pro Bowl. And, you know, I couldn't help but respond to it because back when the Pro Bowl was in Hawaii, remember, they moved it to Orlando, I believe. I forget what year it was. But as soon as they
About 10 years ago, I feel like.
Yeah, but as soon as they took it out of Hawaii,
yep,
nobody wanted to go. Right? Because it's like, all right, I can go to Orlando for the Pro Bowl, or I'm going to go there anyways because my kids want to go to Disney. I think I'll just skip it. And then all of a sudden, you get like the fifth alternate, like Derek Carr, who's now a Pro Bowler. Like Derek Carr has a Pro Bowl on his resume right now, even though he was like the fifth option to make the Pro Bowl. But when it was in Hawaii, at least you wanted to go to Hawaii. Because when else do you go into Hawaii?
Yeah.
And so a lot of guys would make the trip, unless, of course, they were injured. They would make the trip just because you're in Hawaii and you bring your family and you have a ridiculous time hanging out at the pool with a bunch of your other peers. It became like a destination thing. And who cares if the game sucked? It was in Hawaii. You know what I mean? I mean, how my mom got, I said this, my mom got remarried. When in Hawaii, because both
she just met somebody on the island, or was it a long lasting affair?
No, Louie, my stepdad, they've been together for a long time, but me and Rondé are never together because we are in the league for a while. We have kids, so we're never together except for when we played 3 Pro Bowls together. So my mom got remarried in Hawaii, and so I have this fondness about taking my entire family. Halep's family would come. That's our manager and his kids. Like, it was just like this unbelievable, like, hangout. I always tell people, AJ learned how to throw a football from Michael Vick at the Pro Bowl, right? So it was just kind of like this thing. And as soon as they took it out of Hawaii, it became like, eh.
Well, it came that way to us. I saw Peyton's 11-year-old son throwing balls on the field with some of the guys. So just like AJ was doing that with Vic, Peyton's doing it. I think Adams caught a few. Yeah, yeah. And
Justin Jefferson
was the one that I actually saw. Yes, Justin, good call. I mean, listen, I feel like all these things that are around the games, and not just NBA, not just the NFL, but all the sports, you're doing it to meet part. First of all, you're trying to keep guys safe. All right, so I'll give you a good example, like the slam dunk contest when we were growing up. I mean, it was like a death match. I mean, MJ versus Dominique Wilkins. Mm-hmm. These guys went at it hard.
Yeah, they did.
And, you know, Larry Bird going out there for the three-point contest. You win, you get 20 Gs. I mean, back then, 20, and now 20 Gs is nice for all of us. But back then, like 20,000 for LeBron to win a dunk contest is meaningless in this world. It's in his pocket.
It was to do it to win it. It was all about competing to win.
100%. Plus the little extra financial boost, but it was really about pride. You're right. The Pro Bowl guy, winning team gets a little more money. You play a little bit harder.
The winning team, like if you won, you could cover your bill from all the people you brought.
Oh, so even more. There you go.
So if you didn't win the Pro Bowl, you're coming out of pocket for that bill.
So you don't get paid for showing up at all?
No, you do.
Yeah, I thought so.
But
Depending upon how many people you bring.
Think about who I was talking about. I bring like 15 people.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, Hawaii's not
mother-in-law,
cheap.
Father-in-law. Right. Lep's whole family, my family. It's just a bunch of people. A
lot of hangers on there, Barbara.
It's a vacation in Hawaii that's mostly paid for, especially if you win. So the end of the game would get competitive.
Yeah, yeah. Even like we've seen the grainy footage now. Pete Rose, barreling into Ray Fosse. He recently passed. Ray's a great guy. Was a great guy. So I mean,
you almost forget that was the All-Star game, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's different. It's now about, all right, let's get out there. Let's get the phone. Let's get the TikTok. Let's get a little clickage. And I accept that. I'm not mad at that. I just don't want to watch it.
No, it's not
watchable. I have no time for it.
It's not watchable.
I watched the movie with Jenna the kids last night.
It's just not interesting. I think they had like a catch competition. Like where they would jump on a trampoline and catch a what?
I don't know. Now, I think like the last thing that they did was cool, and maybe it was just cool because I was younger.
Yeah.
But remember back, I'm sure Boomer did a few of these back in the day.
Superstars?
The quarterback competitions.
Oh, yeah.
The moving targets. Yeah. I've seen footage with Phil Sims.
They had that on Thursday, I believe.
Is that where Derek Carr went bonkers? And
yeah. And he would say,
foreshadow.
Have you ever thrown so well? No, and that's probably why I'm going to be elsewhere next year. I think
with Ryan Clark.
Yeah, it was
I
Ryan
did
Clark.
See that.
That was funny.
Yeah, listen, the kids love it. I'm all for it. There's fans that maybe don't have access to training camp or to go to a game, and even if you do go to a game, the players aren't going to be so affable. They're dialed into, I've got to get ready to play a game of sheer violence. So I'm not here to denigrate it. It's just not for me. It's not for me. It's really not. Let's get Jeff in Bridgeport, Connecticut. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. First off, before I get to my point, Kiki, I umpired your son when he played junior legion ball in Connecticut.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
I remember when Marinelli wouldn't let him leave a practice early to go for the start of the game.
That's right. Marinelli, they won a state championship up there, so I guess he did well, Marinelli. I forget where he is now.
He
went out to Arizona.
Guy. Yeah.
I think he went out to Arizona to coach. I lost track of him.
I thought he ended up at the UConn also. Maybe his son did.
Yeah, maybe. I lost track of him after he left Greenwich High School.
Well, anyway, my point being, Brandon, I mean, you're the reason why people hate the Yankees and the Yankees fans, because if you have the nerve to say that the Guardians didn't belong in the same field as the Yankees last year, you know, here we go is right. And you're the same guy
who wanted
to run up a score. You're the same guy who said he wanted to run up a score at a travel baseball game so he'd get home early for the Jet game.
Whoa, Jeff, hold on. Whoa. You can have fun. I take that part of my life very seriously. Hold on a second, dude. Relax. I take that part of my life very seriously. I am never going to put kids in an embarrassing position. So don't be a clown, dude. Honestly, don't act like an ass.
No, I'm not being
what's he talking
clown.
About? I don't remember that.
I have no idea, but he's putting things out there that aren't true. So if you want to make fun of me, that's fine.
You said you wanted to gong a team once.
What?
Just so you can get home and watch the Jet game. You said that on the air.
Gong a team? What are you talking about?
You know why I noticed that? You know why I noticed that? Because I'm an umpire, and I do travel baseball up here in Connecticut.
Okay, fantastic. Well, make sure that I won't be in Connecticut. You'll shortchange my team, the way it sounds.
Well, I'm not
tight strike zone.
Whoever said anything about shortchanging a team.
I'm just team. What is your point, dude? Well, what's the matter? Go.
Well, the arrogance. I mean, the arrogance of saying I'm
going to
run up a
score
on a team.
Oh, dude, Jeff, you got to let that, Jeff. First, did you just call to kiss Tiki's ass and get what is your call? What is your point? What is your point?
Arrogant about the arrogance about the Guardians and the Yankees. I don't know where you come up doing that.
Okay,
saying something like that.
Okay, well, hold on. How was I arrogant with the Guardians and the Yankees? Explain.
Well, you said they didn't deserve to belong on the same field as the Yankees. That's why.
Okay.
I mean, you really believe that? I mean, they're a professional baseball team who's got probably one of the best managers in baseball.
Okay.
And you're
so you like the Guardians better than me. Fantastic. What do you want me to say to you, Jeff?
Well, it has nothing to do with liking one team more than another.
You're taking this way too seriously. Do you not think a team with a payroll of $150 million more should theoretically be better? Doesn't mean that they are. But you think that means something?
No.
All right.
I don't believe that.
I got
you. Because they throw around money now. Listen, you can see the contracts they give out now. They're ridiculous.
All right. I don't disagree with that.
When you give a guy like Aaron Hicks a 7-year contract, what is it, $80 million?
Yeah, you know, we're on the same page with that. I get you on that.
All right. So it's stupid money that they're throwing around.
Gotcha.
I mean, Donaldson now. Hey, listen, that's baseball. That's sports in general.
That's entertainment in general. You think I disrespected the Guardians? Is that your primary complaint?
Absolutely.
Jeff,
absolutely.
Where do you live? Jeff in Bridgeport. Jeff, I don't know. Can I ever win you back? I'm sorry.
Of course you do. I love you, Brandon. You're a New York guy like me, you know?
I'm sorry.
I like your passion. I love the passion.
I like yours, too. You seem very combative.
I'm glad you're doing New York sports.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, man.
Appreciate that, Jeff.
But talk about the Rangers a little bit more, will you?
Well, here we go. Yeah, go ahead. Texas Rangers?
We'll get Hoff to do that. Appreciate it, Jeff.
Oh,
Hoff, what's going on with the Rangers?
I umpired your son. You said this is a coach, Aaron Hicks. The Guardians.
Oh. I hope they win the World Series this year over the Mets.
What?
Ow. I swallowed my spit. We need more drops on this show.
Yeah, what was that one?
We need drops.
Dover's lazy.
We need drops.
That was from today.
Wait, why is that Dover's fault?
Because
he's the one who presses all the buttons.
That was Hoff talking about the Mets.
Oh, yes.
I hope they win the World Series this year over the Mets.
Talk about the Guardians.
Oh, the Guardians. Yeah. You hope the Guardians.
Why would you say that?
By the way, that was also very random.
Well, you were discussing, you were throwing the Guardians. You were treating the Guardians like they were crap.
I understand that, but why would you want the guard? I think we ignored it when he said it.
Oh, you totally
did. Almost all the time.
But now that I listen back to it, why would you say, Guardians win the World Series over the Mets? That's what you just said.
Because
he's a Rangers fan, because DeGrom left, so he's really a Rangers fan.
Your point was that the Guardians shouldn't be on the field, the same field as the Yankees.
I didn't quite say that.
That's how you made it sound. So I was like, you know what? I hope the Guardians win.
Can you fire him from Rico Bronya?
Oh, God, I'd love to fire him from everywhere. But he's making too many winning picks. We have to keep him around.
It's going money line, 270.
Dude, if you win this, you're an absolute beast. Then we will really genuflect.
All right.
You're not going to win this one. Don't listen to him. I'm going to override him.
Spikes in Phoenix. You can get destroyed. You can do it.
I've gotten people telling me that they've been riding with you every time you go against me, and then they lose. So maybe...
Once that happened. I think it was the next
day. Twice.
Always got receipts, yo. All right. We've got... That was a strange end to the show. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. I blame Hoff for not doing good call screening there. Allowing Jeff to attack me like that so unnecessarily. All right, guys. Have an awesome rest of the day. We're back tomorrow at 10. Cardner Roberts are up. I'm sure we're able to have a few thoughts on those Nets moves. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.